The average person today, Christian, does not believe you can remit the sins of someone else. But what does that say? Whosoever sins, does that mean I can remit your sin?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Is that what that says?
Yes,
do you think God really meant what he said?
Exactly.
He meant exactly what he said, yeah. So since we have learned that, I tell this story nearly every time I tell this story about Kim, after her and Scott had come here and they'd heard that for the first time, and that was a big one for them. We can forgive people's sin? Well, it's written. And so anyway, they get it. And so one night they're at home and their electricity goes off and they call a power company and they say they're going to have it back on in a little while. And so they go to bed and wake up the next morning at 6 o'clock and it's still off. And so, wow, what's the deal here? And so they're praying, Lord, what's the deal? And the Lord speaks to Kim and says, remit the sins of this block. And her first statement, you know what it was? Lord, I can't remit the sins of this block. Isn't that amazing? And then she slapped herself. Lord, what am I talking about? I've just learned this principle. Why do you think he called that to your spirit? Because he knew you knew it in there. He knew you'd been taught that. So she said, Lord, I'm sorry. I remit the sins of this block. And what happened immediately, Kim?
Power came
right back on. Isn't that amazing? Now, it was the sins of the block, the people in their block that were keeping the power off, and the Lord wanted the power back on, but he had to have the sin issue taken care of. And one of his little children, he knew that they had been taught the principles, and he said, Kim, remit the sins of this block. And of course, you know, she's just like a normal human being. Lord, I mean, when God tells you to do something, I think about the first time the Lord told me, son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him and I will heal him. He had terminal stage 4 cancer. I'm a Southern Baptist. I ain't never seen a cancer person healed in my life. I heard that. It's just clear. I mean, God, it's like I'm hearing him standing right there saying that. And so when I prayed with her, Ruthie, and I'm walking down the corridor, I look up and I said, Lord, you didn't hear what Ruthie said. She said he has stage 4 lymphoma cancer. He can't be cured. I can just see God saying, son, if you ever get a hold of who I really am. Is that our problem, Weston? It's my problem, and it's your problem, and it's all the rest of our problem, isn't it? We fail to realize that we're already seated in heavenly places, that the King of the universe lives right inside you, and he's made us a book completely full of promises that we can stand on for our healing or our deliverance or anything else. Now, that, of course, that day, me and Dave and Cheryl, all of us got a great revelation after 7.5 hours of casting out demons out there in Silver City, New Mexico. I'm here. We're in our room. The management finally told us we had to leave the restaurant because we were running off everybody. I mean, it was awful what we saw and the foul language that woman was speaking and everything else. I wouldn't have missed that for the world. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. But here we are up in Cheryl's and my room. This woman's laying on her back on the bed. Cheryl's up on her hands and knees right beside her with the towels mopping up the crud that comes out of her mouth. And I'm straddled right over the top of this woman's stomach, sitting on her on top of the bed. And Dave's down at the foot holding her feet down so she don't kick me. Wow. When's the last time you've seen a preacher in a scene like that in a bedroom, huh? I'm sure glad my wife and Dave were there. That's all I got to say. My goodness gracious. At 7.5 hours, I looked over the clock and I said, Lord, we were down to 4 demons. 4. I've commanded these things to come out now for hours and hours, and I'm wore completely out, and they keep coming out till we get down to 4, and them last 4 just ain't coming out. And I look over the clock and I said, Lord, in 1 hour, I got to preach. I said, Lord, when is this going to be over? And he gave me a revelation that's changed my whole life. He said, son, I am a faith God. And without faith, it's impossible to please me. And when you believe it's over, that's when it's going to be over. Not when he believes it's going to be done. When I believe it's done. In other words, when I believe I'm healed, I'm healed. He's a faith God. He made me the promises, didn't he? When I believe I can cast those demons out of that woman, when I know. So, man, when he spoke that, I'm a faith God. And without faith, it's impossible to please me. And when you believe, it's done. That's when it's going to be done. I grabbed hold of that woman. I said, this is it, woman. This is the last time. I'm going to shake you. I'm going to command these last four demons to come out. And they coming out. And I shook her and I commanded with all the boldness I had, you last four demons of hell, come out of her and go to the pit of hell and stay there and don't you ever come back. And I pushed myself up off of her. I stood up at the end of the bed and I said, woman, get up. You're delivered. I guarantee it in the name of Jesus. And she opened her eyes and she, where am I? What am I doing here? She looked at Cheryl and said, who are you? Cheryl had only been there with her for hours. But her eyes had totally been blinded by those demons of hell. The woman got up. Dave turned her feet loose. And she was a completely, totally normal woman. Now when we started, she had stomach problems. She had pains in her stomach. But she had 2,823 demons in her. And we cast every one of those beasts out. But that last little statement, the Lord said to me, change my life forever. I am a faith God. And when you believe, that's when it's going to be done. When I believe, when I stop looking at my circumstances, when I believe I am delivered from all demons, I'm delivered. So when a demon comes and whispers in my ear, he means that for everybody but you. I don't agree with him. Do we, Keith?
No.
No. But that's what the average church member does. We fail to know who we are, sons of God. When the demons of hell come upon us and begin to put pains and symptoms upon us, we agree with them. Because we're human and we can go with our feelings. Because we're here and we live in a flesh and blood body and it's real easy to go by feelings. Is your knee still hurting you today, Weston? Yeah, it's still hurting, isn't it? You can feel that, can't you? But the Word says that He bore your pain and removed your sickness.
That's where I missed it.
That's where you missed it. But see, you've got to believe. You have to believe. You don't go by what you feel. You know, that's just like when I think about Weston's leg and how he twisted it the other morning trying to get out of bed. He said he hung in the sheet or something and twisted and fell out on the floor and twisted his knee. And so, but anyway, I think about a young man that I talked to last week when we were out at the Justin Fun Day. A young man there that probably 15 years ago when he was about 30, I talked to him on the phone one night and I did not realize that on Friday night he was playing baseball for the church. And he went sliding into home base or third base or whatever it was and twisted his knee. When he got up, I think it was third base because he had to hobble on to home. You know how we are as men, you know. His legs hurt, but he's going to make it home base. And he did, you know. But that thing swelled up and it was hurting him. So he got hurt him so bad, of course, that night they took him to the emergency. Because the doctors or hospitals already all closed, you know, except for emergency. So they took him to the emergency and they checked him and gave him a big leg brace and told him to go home and lay down and don't do nothing and come in Monday morning and they'll do surgery. His leg's messed up. Got to do surgery. Well, Sunday night, I called him. I thought he was going to help me work on a car Monday because he is a body man. And I called him and I said, Russell, I said, this is Thurman. I said, I didn't see you at church today. He said, well, I was there. I just left quickly. He didn't tell me he had his leg all bandaged up. Didn't tell me he had a brace on it. Didn't tell me he had slid into home third base or whatever. Didn't tell me none of that stuff. And I said, before I ask him, are you going to help me tomorrow? He said, Thurman, by the way, what good things is God doing in your life? I said, Russell, God's doing all kinds of good things in my life. I began to tell him about somebody I prayed for and they got healed. Tell somebody else and got delivered. And for 30 minutes I talked to him. Man, he's writing down all them scriptures. Everything. And after about 30 minutes I said, Russell, I didn't call you to tell you everything God's been doing in my life. I want to know you're going to help me with that car tomorrow afternoon. He said, I'll be out the shop at 6 o'clock. He said, I'll help you. I said, okay. I didn't realize he's at home with a bandage on his leg. Scheduled for surgery in the morning at 7 o'clock. And this is Sunday night about 9 o'clock. Anyway, when I got off the phone, he said, I'll be there. His face already welled up in him. So his wife said, you said you're going to help him tomorrow afternoon. He said, I'm going to. He said, you know, the same Jesus that Thurman serves is the one I serve.
Amen.
Said, if he'll do all them things for Thurman, he'll do them for me.
Amen.
I'm his son just like Thurman is. He ain't nobody special.
Amen.
I'm a son of God. Are you a son of God? A daughter of the King? Is God a respecter of persons? Absolutely not. He understands faith, doesn't he? So Russell said, come in here, honey. We're going to read every one of them scriptures Thurman quoted to me tonight. Every one of them. We're going to read them all. And he said, we read every promise. Said, there were some awesome, powerful promises. He said, I took that thing off my leg and said, throw this thing away. She said, we paid too much money for that. I'm going to put it in the upper closet. Sounds like a woman, doesn't it? She going to put it in the closet because they paid too much money for it. Russell told her to throw it away, but she didn't obey him. She put it in the closet. He said, I'm going to get up in the morning. Now, look, listen to his confession. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to hit the floor running. There ain't going to be not one single thing wrong with my leg. Mark 11:23. Let's turn to Mark 11:23, and I want you to see what the King says. That depends on where you're at in your faith walk. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. How much doubt?
None.
But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Honey, throw this thing away. I don't need it. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to hit the floor running. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to work all day tomorrow. I am not going to go to the hospital. I am going to have no surgery. My leg is completely normal and well right now in the name of Jesus. Now, obviously, he believed that, didn't he? So the next morning, instead of testing the water like we all do, you know, we first wake up in the morning and say, is it still down there? It hurts a little. Oh, it hurts a lot. No, that ain't the way he did it. The next morning, he threw the cover off and hit the floor running.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, When You Believe, It Is Done, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.